At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com. They'll get you there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. Yes, it's wow. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker, because we are going to have a great 3 hours.
Yay.
Because Rob Parker's got some stuff he wants to get off his chest. That's right.
Keep it real.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to pull back the curtains, pull back the covers, and expose myself for the first time.
Wow. The curtains is enough. Keep the covers on. All right? The curtains is plenty. All right? You got to keep something on, man, or it's going to get ugly.
That is true. But what's happening, Chris Broussard? It's Mr. Chris Broussard. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Yes. And boy,
did you trash somebody?
I trashed Tom Brady.
Really?
Wow.
For the D word?
No.
Oh, that wasn't out yet.
No, I wish it would have been. I would have been able to.
You trash Brady for?
No, for the, just the uneven start to the season, to them losing the two good teams and beating nobodies, just typical Brady stuff.
It was basically just an excuse to go at Brady.
There you go.
All right. I mean, there'll be times of trashing, but I actually think he's been all right. I mean, he started slow. But he was I thought he was really good last week. They just lost.
I'll tell you this, though. His, this divorce talk and the reports, Chris, that they got divorce lawyers, and we'll get into it.
Right.
It touched a nerve with me. I'm going to be real, and I'm going to keep it real.
I think you can relate, right?
I can relate because I think that I know the reason that I got divorced was over my jobs, plural. That the reason I got divorced was over my jobs. So I do relate to this. We'll have a conversation about it. And I think at one point you could be right, but at another point, if you're in a relationship, Chris, you could be wrong about it. And we'll get into it. This really connects with me. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be good. So we got some other good stuff. I mean, it's a day full of hot topics. A lot of people out there talking, and you know what we're going to do. React! So keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83. Ephraim Salaam joining us at the bottom of the hour. We got DJ Alex Teichert, of course, on the ones and the twos. Super producer Rob G is in the house. And on the updates, our man, Isaac Lowenkron. We like to call him Ilo. All right, Rob, let's get into it. Last night, you and I both thought that San Francisco would win.
They own the Rams.
Because they own the Rams. Now, I give the Rams credit. They did beat them last year when it really counted in the NFC title game, thanks to Jaquaski Tart, who's no longer in the NFL.
There you go, Chris. I hate to say it like that, but you know that cost him his gig, right? We all know. Am I right?
And Rob, I feel for the guy. Certainly under some circumstances, it wouldn't have cost him his gig. But that is the type of mistake. You know what I mean? That's a Super Bowl potentially.
It has ramifications to the whole organization, Chris, to everybody's job, the coaching staff. Do you know what I mean? Really affects everybody.
Yep, no doubt. And so you get why, it ended that way. You feel for the guy. It would have been nice, Rob, if he had been able to come back and, redefine himself. But unfortunately, there are several athletes like that. We talked about Jackie Smith, who was a Hall of Fame tight end, Rob.
Yep.
And came back to play for the Cowboys. Dropped a touchdown pass against the Steelers.
Easy touchdown. Yep, it couldn't be any
easier. Wide open, right in his chest. So it happens, and you just got to deal with it. We think Charles Smith, friend of mine, went to the same church for a long time, right?
Great guy. We all know that. But that hurt his career, Chris.
Oh, it defines him. Rob, he had some seasons averaging 20 and 10 or close. Right.
And if people don't remember, he couldn't make – he was at the basket. The Knicks would have beaten Michael Jordan, probably, Chris, right? That was game five.
What game was that? That was game five. So what, they would have been up 3-2?
Right. Because if you remember, I think the Bulls won the Knicks won the first two, Bulls won the next two, and then if Charles Smith makes that layup – and he's 6'10", big frame, you got to go up strong. He was blocked four times. They fouled him, but Jordan was in there.
It wasn't Jordan, Pippen. And what people forget is Ewing was sitting over by the – Ewing was on his butt on the floor, literally. And I'm not blaming him, but I'm just saying Charles was hustling and everybody rips him. And Ewing was – I'm not saying he wasn't hustling. He got knocked down, obviously. But it is unfortunate because you can't go up for a layup there, Chris.
You
got to be strong. He had a 21-7 year and a 20-8 year. So not quite 20-10, but But like you said, people just think of him as the guy that missed those layups. And so, all right, so let's get into it, Ryle. Last night, the as we said, the Niners dismantled the defending Super Bowl champion L.A. Rams. And the Rams got some issues. I think they'll make the playoffs still. The NFC's not that deep. But Rob, I'd be shocked if they won a Super Bowl. They got a lot of problems. And Matthew Stafford is one of them right now. He's got four touchdowns. This is four games in. And six interceptions. A league high six. Now, he already leads all active players with pick sixes. And wouldn't you know, like clockwork, he throws a pick six last night. Was outplayed by a guy you and I both like, but we don't claim that he's anything super special. Jimmy G.
Right.
Jimmy G's not some Pro Bowler that, you know, all that. But he outplayed Matthew Stafford last night for sure. And you have been a guy that has ridden Stafford for a good part of his career. And to you, it was like old hat, I guess, huh?
This is what I've been talking about, and I'm not beating my chest or feeling this. Chris, I watched his career like from day one in Detroit, and I've watched this guy over and over. He has a big arm. There's a lot of potential there. Disappointment, like people always think, like he should have been better. And people got to let go. It's not, oh, well, he played for Detroit. What do you expect? They're terrible. Well, let's just go back. Dating back to last season, not including the playoffs, Chris, Stafford now has thrown 12 touchdowns against 14 interceptions in his last eight games. Does that have anything to do with the bad Lions?
Right. He's on a great team.
He's on a great team. And if you include the playoffs, he has 21 touchdowns and 17 picks in his last 12 games. You mentioned it with the pick sixes, Chris. And Stafford would be redefined 100%. And I say this with all seriousness. If that interception, Chris, in that NFC Championship game is not dropped, and the way you would look at Stafford, remember, Stafford had two interceptions in the Super Bowl. Remember, he threw the game-winning touchdown and didn't win the MVP, right?
Yep.
And in that game against the 49ers, I think that would have been, Rob G, check it, his second or third in that game.
Yeah, because he had one. He had one in that game.
He had one already. That would have been another one, Chris. And that would have been, and I've said this before, and it's not being mean-spirited or just trying to, a lot of quarterbacks could have won that Super Bowl. Jared Goff got to the Super Bowl with not the same exact team, but the bulk of that team got to the Super Bowl. They didn't win. You could have plugged in a few. That team was locked and loaded and ready to win, and you just had to add. They just decided that they didn't want to go with Jared Goff. They kind of could have picked 8 or 10 other quarterbacks who, please, just don't make the big mistake, you know, and we got a team that's able to win. And Stafford was their pick, but he hasn't really changed. He really hasn't. He's a middle-of-the-pack quarterback, and that's all I've ever said. Not that he's a bum, but a lot of the big stats that he had, I watched in Detroit, were always when they were down that 21 points and the defenses. You know, Chris, we've seen it. Who are we talking about recently?
We talk about Dak with that.
Dak.
Yeah.
Right? When they relax.
When Dak really started lighting it up and going for 4,500 yards and all that, it was because they got down big.
When you get down big.
21-0, 14-0.
You
know,
can't run the ball, Chris.
Yeah, right.
And if you're the defense, you'll let people throw in front of you, right? Just not give up the easy score. I'll let you march down the field and eat up 8 minutes.
Right.
I'm glad.
Absolutely. No, you're absolutely right. And look, I haven't been as down on Stafford as you, and I've said this was a chance for him to really redefine his career and show Rob that it was Detroit. Even though Jim Caldwell was a good coach there.
Got to the Super Bowl with Peyton Manning.
Right. He had Calvin Johnson. So he had some, you know, some Ndamukong Suh. He has some players, and they had some years where they, you know, had talent. But one thing it shows you, Rob, is how a play here or there, some people might say it's not fair, but it is what it is, right? A play here or there that really isn't in your control, yep. Right? You mention it all the time, and you know I think Brady's the GOAT. But he didn't have – now, he did march them down, right? He gets credit for the game-winning drives. And that takes some ability, obviously. But he had no control on whether the kicker makes those kicks, Adam Vinatieri, right?
Right.
So if Vinatieri misses some of those, then Brady's whole legacy is different.
Totally different.
Even though he did the same thing, right?
He could have done the same exact thing. Adam Vinatieri shanks one, Chris, or hits the upright, and it doesn't bounce through, and all of a sudden the Patriots lose. You don't even look at Brady the same way, despite him doing the same exact thing.
You're exactly right. As you said, in this situation, if Tart catches that interception, Rob, and we were talking about it, I guess, in the preseason probably, and you said, like, it would be the same old Matthew Stafford. Led the league in picks, threw a ton of picks in the postseason. Yep. Well, he wouldn't even got to throw the two in the Super Bowl because he wouldn't have got there. But, yeah, it would have changed. And, Rob, I said after the Super Bowl win that this guy had a chance. I don't know if you agreed with this. But depending on how, and obviously he's still writing it, but it doesn't look good right now. But depending on how these next, say, 4 years.
He could have changed the way people looked at him.
Rob, I think he could have become a Hall of Famer. Like, and I don't know that he – I don't necessarily think he had to win another Super Bowl.
He's got to play better than this.
No doubt. Like, right now, he's really – you know, it's looking like that's not going to happen. But I'm saying, like, let's say this year and the next 3 years, he was great, right? Makes the Pro Bowl. He's doing, you know, numbers galore, but they just don't win the Super Bowl. Maybe they get to
the championship, NFC title game.
Right. I think he would have made the Hall of Fame because obviously his numbers are, you know, they're right up there, right? And he would have had a ring and he would have had more years of great production with the Rams, even though he didn't win. But now, I mean, Rob, the last thing you're thinking about right now with Matthew Stafford is Hall of Fame.
The last thing, and let me give you one other, Chris, because we talked about how a play can make a difference. You remember the Green Bay-Seattle onside kick? You remember that? That was a chance for Aaron Rodgers and the Packers to go to a Super Bowl if they recover the onside kick. Brandon Bostic was his name, the tight end,
who
hit the ball that Jordy Nelson was supposed to catch. Changed another one. Who knows what would have happened had they beat Seattle and gone to the Super Bowl.
Now, if Aaron Rodgers has two, I mean, obviously he's not the GOAT, but
it would change.
We've always said it, Rob. When Brady has six, if Rodgers had three and was maybe 3-0 and all the numbers, I mean, it's a discussion maybe.
Exactly.
So, no, it definitely changes. It's just the way it is. And you could say it's not fair, but, you know, it is what it is in all the various sports. And it really drives home the point that it is a team sport, right? I mean, we can talk about the individuals and give them all most of the credit, but it is a team sport. And sometimes the other team helps you, as in the case with Stafford last year. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Is the Matthew Stafford we saw last night the Stafford he's always been? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
One guy is a Hall of Famer. One guy mopped a hall. Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the iCouple live from the TireRack.com studios. Your turn to comment on Matthew Stafford, 877-99 on Fox. Is the one we saw last night the real Matthew Stafford, and was last year just him catching lightning in a bottle, never to happen again? Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Bill, Chris, in Lancaster. I'm assuming Lancaster, Pennsylvania. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Bill?
Nah, fellas, this is Lancaster, California.
That's why you can't guess. There's certain cities like Springfield, Lancaster, right, and a couple others, right, Chris? They're in every city, every state.
Absolutely.
All right, so guys, you know, you're talking about world champion Matthew Stafford here. You guys love you some Calvin Johnson. He's a Hall of Famer, right? Didn't his same stats come in those same deficit games as Matthew Stafford's Pat Stafford thing you guys like to throw out there?
Yeah, but the only difference is Calvin Johnson didn't throw a million interceptions. Calvin Johnson wasn't quarterback. Hold on. Calvin Johnson wasn't a quarterback when he had a chance to win a playoff game in Dallas with the ball, 2.5 minutes to go and 2 timeouts, and went 4 and out. So there are opportunities.
The equivalent would be, and obviously everybody's dropped a few passes, but the equivalent would be him dropping some huge passes.
Exactly. It ain't the same, Chris. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, Bill. Nice try, but it ain't the same because the quarterback is thought of differently in those moments.
Well, and Rob, let's face it, receivers aren't judged by winning.
Nope.
They just aren't. I mean, Randy Moss never won a Super Bowl, even with Tom Brady.
There you go.
And no, he's one of the greatest receivers ever. So
bingo.
It is different.
Yep, bingo. It is different. No doubt about it. Let's go to Smitty in Virginia Beach. You're on the Odd Couple of Fox Sports Radio. What up, Smitty?
Hey, what's good, my brothers and men? You guys are the best. It's a great show as always. Huh?
Thank you, bud.
Hey, all right. So the previous caller, I do got to say, the good point on how Calvin Johnson's over there. But nevertheless, it's similar with Cooper Kupp last night, 19 targets. And now, you know, I do not think that Matthew Stafford, I know this is not the question of is he a Hall of Famer or not, but it reminds me a lot of Eli Manning. He should not be with his Super Bowls, Eli Manning with his defense, and now Matthew Stafford with Aaron Donald.
See, I disagree.
Jalen Ramsey.
Can I say this?
I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Let me say this
about Eli. Eli won 2 MVPs of the Super Bowl. Eli has 2 signature throws.
It should have gone.
And he beat Tom Brady twice, Chris, in the Super Bowl. You can say whatever you want.
He didn't play Tom Brady. He played the Patriots defense.
Chris, who did he beat in the Super Bowl? Who's the other quarterback? Tom Brady's
the quarterback. He doesn't play the quarterback, Rob. He plays the defense, and you know that more than anybody.
Eli's and interesting, Rob. We've
Tom
talked
Brady
about
played
that.
The D-line.
All right,
yeah, I mean, Eli was a mediocre regular season, you know, better than mediocre, but, you know, not a great regular season quarterback. But he's got those moments, and we'll see if it, you know, gets him in there. But, I forgot his first point, the caller. What was he saying?
Yeah, he was trying to say something about the wide receiver or Calvin using that Calvin
Kupp.
Got in. Or,
well,
yeah, that
look,
19 targets to
he's
Kupp is
focused
ridiculous.
On Cooper Kupp. Yeah,
that's
and
ridiculous,
then Tyler
Chris.
Higbee. Now, Allen Robinson had the worst year of his career last year. They thought he was going to bounce back. Looks like he might be washed. They really don't have other – they lost Robert Woods. They lost OBJ.
Right.
But still, you got to spread it out a little.
You can't throw to one guy.
Absolutely.
19 targets is outrageous.
Right.
Let's squeeze in Andre Chris from Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, Matt Stafford, number one overall pick coming from the heralded Texas football tradition. This is his opportunity going to the Rams to really live up to that standing and all that boyhood lore. And he hasn't done it. So for me, his success last year is credited to Sean McVay and him being a quarterback whisperer more than it is to Matt Stafford's innate talent. And as this team has their Super Bowl slump, I mean, he's going to go down as another talented, heralded number one pick that never lived up to that billing and that standing. He's not a transcendent player. And, Frank, you know, his background kind of speaks to it in terms of all his physical athletic ability. But
right.
He's a guy who, in the scope of history, he's a supreme athlete. He's not going to go down as a good to great, dare I say, Hall of Fame player.
No, and that's the thing, Rob. People look at, first, he was the number one pick. Secondly, he does have great physical tools. And his numbers are going to be up there. But people are expecting him to be a Hall of Famer. And he's, look, his career is not a joke. I mean, he's got a Super Bowl, right? And he's got some great numbers, but he's only a one-time Pro Bowler, believe it or not. And if he doesn't, if he plays like this the rest of the year, then yeah, it'll be look like he had a Super Bowl, but he may be more along. He's better than Brad Johnson and Nick Foles and obviously those guys, but he could be viewed in, you know, more along those lines than some of the great quarterbacks.
Right. Just that, not that he had the same, you're right, talent level,
right,
but that he was just in the right spot. You know what I mean? On a team that was ready to win. And he somehow didn't mess it up. The other thing, too, I would love for somebody to look up, Rob G or Chris, if you have. You said Stafford with Pro Bowl one time, right?
Yep.
I bet you Calvin Johnson made it more than one time, and he was throwing the football. That's the point. You know what I mean? Like, there's a difference.
Absolutely. Ephraim Salam joining us in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, real quick before you go to Ephraim.
Yep.
Calvin Johnson, six-time Pro Bowler and four-time, yep. Chris, all-pro. Yep. Four-time.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
All right, our next guest, former NFL offensive lineman, now a Fox Sports Radio weekend superstar, our man Ephraim Salam. What's up, bro?
What's happening?
Hey, we were just talking, Ephraim, about Matthew Stafford and how he's really had the chance to rewrite, you know, the narrative about his career here in L.A. And obviously they won the Super Bowl last year, and that was great. But he's off to a horrible start this year with six interceptions, the highest in the league. And he's looking like, you know, what you saw in Detroit was not an aberration. Like, that was the real Matthew Stafford. And maybe last year they caught lightning in a bottle and he got that Super Bowl, but maybe never does anything like that again. What are your thoughts on Stafford?
Well, you got to remember, in Detroit, he didn't have a lot of talent. And when he did have talent, they had success. When Megatron was there, you know, I mean, Megatron almost broke the receiving record in a single season with Matthew Stafford. So the talent has always been there. He just got beat up, you know, for about 12 years in Detroit with a bare cupboard. But I'll tell you this, you know, I don't think anybody has had more fourth quarter comebacks than Matthew Stafford since he's been in the league. So the talent is there. The thing that I'm noticing this year is, remember that story that came out in training camp and Matthew couldn't practice
elbow?
And that elbow, and right, they didn't know what it was, and you know, it, there may be more validity to that than letting on. Like, I know he came out and said he's better, he's perfect, but if you watch him throw, a lot of those balls are sailing, they're not sticking, they're not dropping in like they're supposed to. So I'm not quite sure if he has full control of his throwing arm like he would if he was completely healthy.
All right, so what would be the excuse for last year? Stafford, last season, threw 12 touchdowns and 14 picks in his last eight games. And if you include the playoffs, 21 touchdowns and 17 picks. So I'm not going to say if he's not injured, so I'm not a doctor. But he's prone to also throw interceptions. And to me, here's my thing. You can't blame Detroit for those numbers. 12 touchdowns and 14 picks in his last eight games, not including the playoffs. That's Stafford.
No, but what you can do is you can blame him for when bad habits. I've seen it happen firsthand. Remember when David Carr came out of Fresno State, the number one pick in the draft, and he went to Houston?
They beat him to death, yeah.
They didn't have anything there, right? So he developed really bad habits, really bad habits. Like, he was the face of the franchise. And he was able to get away with a lot of things. And I remember in 06 when Gary Kubiak came in and changed everything, I believe David was too far gone with the bad habits. Because Gary would come in and be like, yo, hey, wait a minute. He had a habit of running out of bounds behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah,
that's a sack.
But hello,
right? Like that's a sack. So I remember vividly one game We had four sacks as an offensive lineman. The offensive line, he didn't get touched the whole game.
No,
so he got called out. He got called out that next day. I mean, that next day in film, and he never rebounded from that. And Chester Pitts turned to me and looked and said, "I have never." They got there the same year. Chester was a second round draft pick. He said, "Nobody in this organization has ever said anything like that to David."
That's crazy. Hey, let's ask about the Tua situation and where the Players Association is involved in the NFL. What did you make of all that? I said to Chris on the air last Thursday, I was stunned when he was playing. Right? I was shocked because of the short week and what we saw him hit his head. And then they've just fired one of the protocol.
The unaffiliated neurologist
yeah. or whatever. What do you make of what's happened here and the union being upset on the treatment of Tua?
Well, the union has all the right to be. Well, first of all, I couldn't believe he came back in the game on that, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before the Buffalo game. There's no way after watching him hit his head, watching the after results, that I expect him to get back in that game. So that's where that's where it started, right? That was a terrible decision, and I get it. It was against the top teams in the AFC battling, and you know you got Josh Allen over there in Buffalo, odds-on favorite to win the MVP and represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. But to me, I was like, oh, this is terrible. And then to be on a short week after that, after you make that mistake and have him come, there's no way he could have been recovered from that, right? So, but if they don't put him, he doesn't come back in the second half of that game in Buffalo, there's no way he clears protocol for Thursday, right?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So that's where I think the line was crossed and the line was blurred.
Ephraim, a lot of people had Buffalo not only as the best team in the league in the preseason, but kind of a nice little distance between them and everybody else. Do you still feel that way?
Good.
Do you compare Kansas City to them? Like, I don't remember where you were in the preseason on Buffalo, but what do you think now from the preseason predictions?
No, I thought Buffalo was going to be good. I thought they were going to come out. We saw them Thursday night against the Rams. They came out with something to prove. I thought Josh Allen would be leading for the MVP. But what we've realized the last few weeks is they're not that much more superior than the rest of the league. Everybody's right. Middling around right now, right? No one has separated themselves as, ooh, that is the team, right? And so I think that there's more parity in the league, especially in the AFC, than we thought going into the season, where we thought Buffalo was just going to be far and above anybody, and we thought that Kansas City was going to maybe take a step back because not having Tariq Hill and so on and so forth. But what we're realizing is there's parity. There's parity across at least for now the first quarter of the season.
Yep. What last thing about the Rams? They are a shell of themselves, particularly offensively. Do you think they rebound? Maybe if they get OBJ, that would do it. But what are your thoughts on them going forward, specifically on the Rams, offensive end?
The Rams are a good team, right? For whatever reason, it's not clicking right now. It's not consistent, whether it be the elbow or, you know, whatever it is, it's not clicking. They have all the talent. Right, so it's a long season. They're well coached. I didn't expect them to beat the Niners. We know what their history is against with Kyle Shanahan and the Niners. No matter what team is, you know, I mean, Kyle Shanahan has beat them consistently with backup quarterbacks and whenever. So I expected that. But the Rams are a good team, and they have talent on both sides of the ball. If they do get OBJ back sometime next month or in December, it's just going to add to that team, add to that talent. But I think they'll be fine.
All right. That's our man, Ephraim Salaam. Catch him every weekend here on Fox Sports Radio. Thanks, brother.
Absolutely.
All right. Parker's NFL Power Rankings. That's next. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, and we are live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Yes, Shekel City, check out BetMGM. Great place to think about putting a couple shekels down. All right, Chris, here we go. Best bet. I got the Yankees in the money line, game 2 against the Rangers in Texas. Yankees on the money line,
Also, Nats at the Mets, run total over 7. We're going with the over there, 7 over. And the Phillies Astros, the run total over 6.5. So Yankees with the money line, Nats and the Mets over 7 for the run total. And the Phillies, who made the playoffs, Chris, after firing Joe Girardi. Unbelievable, right? Think about that. Phillies Astros run total over 6.5. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. Thank God. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Speaking of Rob Parker, it's time for Parker's NFL Power Ranking.
Can you increase your power?
Do you need the power?
Yeah.
Well, here it comes.
I'm a woman.
Power. Can you feel the power?
Power. It's Parker's Power Ranking.
All right, here we go.
Number 5.
I know they kind of ended with the Tua injury and all that, and the Dolphins lost their first game of the year. I still have them at number 5, 3-1. Now, going forward, obviously,
yeah, he's going to miss some games. Right.
No, I know, but I'm going off of the first 4 games of the year. I still have them as they won 2 huge games this year to start. 3-1, they're number 5.
Number 4.
The Green Bay Packers, also 3-1.
Relax.
Got them 4th. They keep winning. They need to get better. They struggled offensively, but this is a work in progress. The real crime would have been had they lost, and now you're talking about something. They're a good team. They still seem to be able to win when they need to, and they've won a couple of close games. I like to see that, the close game against Tampa Bay and then the close game this past Sunday.
Number 3.
The Kansas City Chiefs at 3-1.
Wow.
That Colts game, people started to go, wait a minute, what's going on here? And did they bounce back in a big way on the road against Tampa Bay and Brady? Big win for the Chiefs. I have them at number 3.
Number 2.
The Philadelphia Eagles, undefeated, 4-0. Not that crazy about their schedule. They did beat Jacksonville, which was coming off of a couple of big wins and feeling good about themselves. I got to give them credit. You know what I mean? Like, Jacksonville came to play, Chris, and they still got it done, and they're 4-0. So I'm going to tip my cap and give them the second spot.
Number 1.
The Buffalo Bills. Big win against Baltimore. Down big in the first half. Able to stay in the game, not fall out of it, and able to win. And they got a couple of big wins. They beat the Rams to start the season. And they won a game that they had no business winning. They easily should have lost that game. And instead, Buffalo was able to prevail, whether it was because of Baltimore or not, 3-1. Kind of where we thought they would be. So there's the top 5.
Yeah, and I mean, people are kind of disappointed in Buffalo, and I'm like, they're 3-1. You know, I mean, I don't think anybody thought they were going. Well, maybe some people did, Rob, but no, I don't think we thought they were going 17-0. Right. I mean, that's ridiculous.
And that's what I'm saying, Chris. Sometimes we got to be careful about not like making it like 3-1. Like, that's 3-1.
Right.
That's what it is.
Exactly. I mean, the best teams in the league are going to lose a few games to inferior teams.
Yep. They're going to lose 4 or 5 games. That's just
– right.
Right?
The last year's Super Bowl teams lost 5, which was the Rams, and 7, which was the Bengals. Year before that, Tampa Bay won, Rob. They lost 6.
Yep.
I'm sorry, 5. They were 11-5. So, you know, I think, again, Rob, we talked about it yesterday. It's just the nature of the beast nowadays. You know what I mean? Like – because we're talking so much about every game, it's like every game is this huge statement. You know what I mean? And sometimes you just had a bad game. You know, your quarterback, who's a Hall of Famer, had a bad game. It just happens. Doesn't mean your team's not what people thought they were. You know, so I think the two best teams in the league, Rob, are Buffalo and Kansas City. I would probably have Philly in after that. And I think Tampa, I know they're only 2-2, but I think Tampa is a real threat in the NFC.
The only reason I'm bothered by Tampa, Chris, is their 2 losses are against Green Bay and the Chiefs at home. Like,
Like, I'm not saying you're going to win both games. You probably need to split, you know what I mean, against the good teams like that. That concerns
me. I think they would have beat Green Bay had they had Mike Evans and maybe just Mike Evans, but certainly him and Godwin. And that's the key for them. If they, like, Brady, I thought, looked great the game they lost to Kansas City. But he can't do that without great receivers. And so if those guys stay healthy, I think they could be dangerous. And Dallas, Rob, I know you don't believe, but that defense is legit. So we'll see if their offense can pick it up. All right, it's the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. You know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL Draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the crazy surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL Draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get 3 wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.